Binny for Short by Hilary Mackay. Read by Kate Harbour. The Rock Pools. 1. For Binny, it had happened the way some people become friends. Totally. Inevitable from the beginning, like the shape of a shell. Only it was not friends, it was enemies. Binny had known at once that she was looking at her enemy, and the boy had known it too. The understanding was like a swift brightness between them. It was not at all how Binny had planned things to be. Only the night before, Binny had worked out what to say to their silent new neighbour. "I know your name," she would tell him, and then he would ask, "Yes, but what's yours?" "Binny. Bin. Belinda. Belle. Mostly Binny. Call me Binny." After that, the first hardest words would be safely over, and they would no longer be strangers. They would be Binny and Gareth. Easy, after that, to ask almost anything. "Coming to the harbour? Do you think that ghosts are real? How far can you swim?" Anything, after the first words. That was Binny's idea, but it did not work out, because she met Gareth at the wrong time, in the wrong place. She leaned out of her bedroom window, and there he was, almost close enough to touch, leaning out of his. Binny jumped with shock. Pale sunlight caught the boy's glasses and flicked blank circles of scorn at her. His smile was not nice. He made a sneering, sniffing sound with his nose. Binny swiftly abandoned all her earlier peaceful plans. Battle, then. They would be enemies. They were enemies. No use to consider anything else. She had no problem with that. After all, she had not had a good, tough enemy.